Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to be checking in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival as we're getting closer and closer to the season while previews are well underway. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And let's talk about more previews happening. I was noticing big crowds around to the Tom Patterson Theater just the other day.
I bet you were. We had the first preview of The Winter's Tale, which is directed by Anthony Cimolino, our artistic director. And what a show it is. Don't miss this one. It is so beautiful.
Okay, so again, it's a spotlight on some of the great Shakespeare shows for this year, The Winter's Tale, and we're looking forward to that. And that is at Tom Patterson Theater. What a great location for this one.
Yeah, of course, Anthony designed that theater, and he loves working in it, as do all of the other directors. And you know what? It's a favorite of audience members, too. They love that elongated thrust stage, and of course, the beautiful new building doesn't hurt. But Winter's Tale is one of the more rarely produced Shakespeare's. I know my dad was in it back in 1986, so I saw it then, and we've done it once since. This year, Winter's Tale and Macbeth share a cast, and what a cast it is. Graham Abbey, Sarah Topham, Yana McIntosh, Andre Sills. I know I'm forgetting people there, but it is a superb combination of people putting on this, and of course, Winter's Tale, directed by Anthony Cimolino. I saw it the other day, and there were a few people in the audience just for the second dress while we were shooting the photography and the video, and the comments were just so incredible for it. It is truly beautiful. Don't miss this opportunity to see it. It's a play that Anthony has always wanted to direct, and as he goes into his, he's in his second last season here, so he's getting to some of those treasures in the Shakespeare canon.
Yeah, that is marvelous. So that's happening at the Tom Patterson Theater, and let's spotlight certainly another Shakespeare show, As You Like It, which is for opening night for this season.
Yes, we have three beautiful Shakespeare productions this year, I must say. I'm absolutely thrilled with all of them. And As You Like It is, I saw it again yesterday, and I talked to some audience members afterwards, and they were just really loving it. It's kind of menacing. Chris Abraham has directed it, and the beginning really reminds me sort of Handmaid's Tale. Very menacing, set in a world where, of course, you've got to set up this world where people are being exiled and controlled so that they want to leave and, of course, go to the Forest of Arden, where the second half of the play unfolds in lighter style. And it's so powerful. You really get that sense of menace in the first part, where you're sitting in the theater and the searchlights are sort of happening. And anyway, the music, it's really so evocative. And then there's also these beautiful songs written by Ron Sexsmith and performed by Gabe Antonacci and Olivia Sinclair Brisbane. So fabulous, fabulous show. I loved it. And I got a sneak peek at Robert Lepage's Macbeth, which is starting previews on Saturday, and I'll be seeing that again today. So I'm really looking forward to getting a full look at that. I'll report back.
Yeah, and you've told us, at least for Mackers, there's going to be, shall we say, a fair bit of leather jackets.
There are going to be a lot of leather jackets and leather pants and leather vests.
Well, we look forward. We know it's going to be unbelievably creative with Robert Lepage behind the scenes for Mackers, for Macbeth. But let's talk about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We focus so much on the wonderful Annie. Let's focus on Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the other big musical.
Yeah, the other big musical, and so wonderful. This is a really funny, funny show. So if you liked Spamalot, you're going to love it. It's hilarious. I'm really full of great jokes. And I think we maybe mentioned before that it's based on the film that Steve Martin was in, and it's about con men in the French Riviera. Beautifully designed, so really takes you there to the Riviera in a resort. So it's fabulous dancing, gorgeous opening sequence people are going to love, and of course, a couple of twists and turns in the plot that make it really interesting.
Very good. We're so looking forward to it. And I have chatted with a few people that have attended the preview performances, and they're raving about it. They absolutely love it. So much fun.
And the songs are so tuneful. They're not really songs that I personally knew, but I'm still singing them constantly.
And it is going to be the magic of the Stratford Festival, very much like Something Rotten. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical, is maybe a show a lot of folks haven't seen. They might be familiar with the movie, but this is going to be just that extra treat of being able to enjoy something really for the first time.
That's true, and that movie was so long ago, and I have to admit, you know, it had some questionable moments in the movie,
okay.
Which are not the same in the play. So it's really very, very funny, and I think people are going to love it, and they already are.
Oh, absolutely. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, again, with Annie, the big musicals. Now, today, Anne, marks a very, certainly an important day historically, VE Day.
Yeah, today is the 80th anniversary of the end of the war, Second World War, in Europe. And I wanted to mark that because it's this anniversary. We do have a couple of plays about the Second World War or inspired by the Second World War this season. And one is The Art of War, and that's a late opener. And it is about men who were enlisted in the armed forces, but went and painted the horrors of war to make sure that people understood what was happening. It's a brand new play commissioned from Yvette Nolan. I think it's going to be really worthwhile seeing. Years ago, we did another one called Not About Heroes. That was it back in 1987. And it was about the war poets. Sassoon is one of them. And I think this is going to be very much in that vein of showing another aspect of the war. And then, of course, VJ Day will come up in September, Victory in Japan, and the horrors of the treatment of the Japanese in Canada and the treatment of the Canadian prisoners of war in Japan are examined in the play Forgiveness, which will be opening in the middle of June and promises to be an absolutely beautiful play.
Well, that is wonderful. That just shows you the incredible variety with the Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website for details. And Anne, just before we let you go, again, great news with CBC's The Current. They've had that bucket list or the top vacation spots in Canada with Stratford, Ontario making the top 10.
Hooray, hooray. And well, we might. What a beautiful town we have, thanks to all of the wonderful people that are operating fabulous businesses downtown, welcoming tourists, and the beauty of our town as well. And, of course, the festival.
You bet. We're just getting started. StratfordFestival.ca. Anne Swerdfeger. Anne, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it.
So good to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.
I'll just tighten that up a little bit.